Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today I'm going to talk about how the Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe that Jesus died on the cross. They claim that if you go back to the Greek word here, Stavros, they claim that this doesn't really mean cross and that Jesus actually died on a stake or a torture stake. And they'll picture Jesus with his hands above his head with a nail through his hands up above his head. And I'm going to prove to you from the Bible, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that they are wrong and that Jesus actually died with arms outstretched on the cross, as we all have known and believed. But I'm going to prove it to you beyond any shadow of a doubt. Before I do that, let me just talk about this word itself, Stavros, okay? Now, I'm going to get into a little bit about the morphology of this word or where this word comes from. And I'm going to start out by talking about the alphabet. Okay, now the oldest alphabet in the world is known as the Paleo-Hebrew alphabet or the Phoenician alphabet. And this original oldest alphabet consisted only of consonants, 22 consonants, which is where we get the 22 letters of today's Hebrew alphabet. This is where the Aramaic alphabet comes from, the Arabic alphabet, all the Semitic languages derived from that. So it started out being like pictographs, okay? So, for example, the letter Aleph was like this because it was supposed to be a picture of like an ox's head with the horns and so forth. And, you know, today's Aleph in Hebrew looks like this, okay? But originally it was this pictograph looking thing. And in fact, you can see where we get our letter A would simply be from just rotating this. And then we would have our letter A, of course, without the little tails on the side. But anyway, you get the picture. So the Phoenician alphabet or the Paleo-Hebrew alphabet consisted of pictographs like that. Okay, well, the letter T in the Paleo-Hebrew alphabet looks like this. It's basically like our English lowercase t just cocked onto its side. So it's basically a cross. It's a picture of a cross. And guess what this letter is called? Tav. Tav. Okay, so then this Paleo-Hebrew letter, Tav, evolved into the Greek letter, Tav, right here, which is the same as our English T, and then eventually into the lowercase t that we know today. So basically, the letter T has kind of come full circle in English back to the way that it started over here. So this is Paleo-Hebrew, Greek to English. And then also, this gave rise to the Aramaic alphabet. So this is Tav in the Aramaic alphabet, and then this would be the later Aramaic alphabet. So when we think of the Hebrew letter for T, this is what we think of. But that's because at the time of Christ, Hebrew was being written in the Aramaic alphabet. So the Hebrew letters, quote unquote, are actually Aramaic letters. And this is what would have been originally the Hebrew letter T. Okay, and also there's another letter T in the alphabet, which is this one right here. So here's the Paleo-Hebrew, and notice how similar it is. It's an X or two lines intersecting with a circle around it, and then this basically became the Greek letter theta, and then our English TH, and then over here it became Aramaic tet, and then over here it would look like this. Okay, so basically, if you look at this word itself, Stavros, look at this right here. What do you see right in the middle there? That is the name of the letter T in Greek, Tav. That is also the name of the letter T in Hebrew. So this letter is called Tav. Okay, this letter is called Tav, and we see it right there in the word Stavros. Okay, so the word Stavros is connected to the letter T itself, which is a picture of a cross, okay? It also comes from the word istimi, which means to stand or to stand up. Now, the objection to this from the Jehovah's Witnesses would be, well, you know, if you go into ancient Greek literature, like back to Homer around 800 BC, or even later writings from Thucydides, Herodotus, Xenophon, you'll find that, you know, a stavros is just a stick or just a, just a rod or something like that. But actually, I looked up every single one of those references. It's referenced once in the Iliad. It's referenced once in the Odyssey. I looked up both. And basically, what it's used for in those situations, it's only used in the plural. And it's basically referring to, in the Iliad and the Odyssey, fence posts. It talks about a yard being fenced in, and they're putting in these stakes into the ground. Okay, but think about this. If you're putting stakes into the ground around a yard to make a fence, isn't it for sure always going to have pieces going this way, right? I mean, that's how fences work, right? They have the stakes going this way, and then they have something going this way. Also, I looked up the references in Xenophon and Herodotus, and it was basically talking about like building a bridge and putting in an upright piece of wood. And obviously, when you build a bridge, there's no bridge in the world that's just a bunch of vertical pieces of material. But of course, you have the cross pieces of those pylons. So those two definitions don't contradict. But anyway, the Bible wasn't written in 800 BC, the New Testament, that is. It was written in the first century AD. And starting in around 300 BC, the word stavros, or we could do the verbal form, which would be stavrouo, okay? This word was being used for Roman crucifixion, okay? And by the way, crucifixion is where we get our word cross, crux, cruce, cross, right? Even when someone says that something is excruciating, that comes from the word for the cross, you know, because it's something that's very painful, because the cross is very painful. Okay, so basically, this word right here, starting around 300 BC, was used to refer to Roman crucifixion on a cross, and even intrinsically in the word itself, the idea of two pieces of wood crossing each other goes all the way back to the early Paleo-Hebrew pictograph of the letter T. The name of the letter T is in the name of this. Ancient references involving pieces of wood that would be crossed by another do not contradict this, simply because we're referring to the stakes standing in the ground themselves. Okay, but here's the thing. Besides all this, let me just prove it to you beyond a shadow of doubt, because you could say, well, I don't know. Okay, well, here's the smoking gun, okay? John chapter 20, verse 25. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. This is doubting Thomas. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now notice what Thomas says. He says, I want to see in his hands the print of the nails. Nails. I want to see the print of the nails in his hand. He didn't say the nail in his hands, because of the fact that if the Jehovah's Witnesses were right and Jesus were like this, you know, with his hands above his head like this, they'd show a picture of it. There's one nail.
Staros, by definition, a wooden stake driven in the ground used to cause torture or death. Staros. Perhaps someone lied about the way that someone died.
So who's right here? Are we going to believe the Jehovah's Witnesses with their torture stake, with their one nail? Or are we going to believe what the Bible says in John chapter 20, verse 25, the print of the nails in his hand? And then, you know, here it is in the original Greek. If the Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe me, since they have their own Bible translation that changes things, it says right here, ton tipon don elon. All right, so o elos is the nail, singular. This would be two elu if we were talking about one nail. But instead, it says ton tipon, the type or imprint or mark, ton tipon of the, tone, this is plural, of the nails, plural. Okay, so the Jehovah's Witness Bible is not even really worthy to be called a translation, because it just has their agenda and all their doctrine crammed into it. It's not faithfully translating the original Greek and Hebrew text. It's just a translation made to prop up their cult. That's why no one outside of their cult takes their translation seriously. You know, all kinds of people use the King James, and even scholars in academia will refer to the King James Bible and respect the King James Bible as a great translation. No one, literally no one outside of the Jehovah's Witnesses would even begin to give the time of day to the New World Translation. It is exclusively used by their cult because any actual linguist would think it's a joke. Okay. And so the King James Bible and, you know, virtually all the other English Bibles are all translating this as cross, and they are correct. The proof is in John 20:25, and it's even in the word Stavros itself. God bless you. Have a great day.